Chapter 1. How Augustine writes in answer to a favour asked by a deacon of Carthage. 1. You have requested me, Brother Deogratias, to send you in writing something which might be of service to you in the matter of catechizing the uninstructed, for you have informed me that in Carthage, where you hold the position of a deacon, persons who have to be taught the Christian faith from its very rudiments, are frequently brought to you by reason of your enjoying the reputation of possessing a rich gift in catechizing due at once to an intimate acquaintance with the faith and to an attractive method of discourse, but that you almost always find yourself in a difficulty as to the manner in which a suitable declaration is to be made of the precise doctrine the belief of which constitutes us Christians, regarding the point at which our statement of the same ought to commence and the limit to which it should be allowed to proceed, and with respect to the question whether, when our narration is concluded, we ought to make use of any kind of exhortation, or simply specify those precepts in the observance of which the person to whom we are discoursing may know the Christian life and profession to be maintained. At the same time, you have made the confession and complaint that it has often befallen you that in the course of a lengthened and languid address, you have become profitless and distasteful even to yourself, not to speak of the learner whom you have been endeavouring to instruct by your utterance, and the other parties who have been present as hearers, and that you have been constrained by these straits to put upon me the constraint of that love which I owe to you, so that I may not feel it a burdensome thing among all my engagements to write you something on this subject. 2. As for myself, then, if in the exercise of those capacities which through the bounty of our Lord I am enabled to present, the same Lord requires me to offer any manner of aid to those whom he has made brethren to me, I feel constrained not only by that love and service which is due from me to you on the terms of familiar friendship, but also by that which I owe universally to my mother the Church, by no means to refuse the task, but rather to take it up with a prompt and devoted willingness. For the more extensively I desire to see the treasure of the Lord distributed, the more does it become my duty, if I ascertain that the stewards, who are my fellow servants, find any difficulty in laying it out, to do all that lies in my power to the end that they may be able to accomplish easily and expeditiously what they sedulously and earnestly aim at.